These are today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.
Good morning. Here are the top five stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Expect mostly sunny skies and highs around 90 over the next few days. Let's get things started with your wallet. More than 40% of Miami-Dade County's local governments plan lower rates for property taxes on notices going out this month. That's far more than last year. Inflation and increases in real estate prices have increased political pressure for tax relief. At this time last year, only three of the county's 35 local municipal governments had proposed lower rates for property taxes. This year, 15 took preliminary votes for lower property tax rates. In food news, when DJ's Clam Shack in Key West opened in 2009, the owners wanted to represent the best of all possible seafood worlds. They wanted to serve bowls of New England clam chowder and Maine lobster rolls. But they also didn't want to neglect the favorites of the Florida Keys, cracked conch, mahi-mahi tacos, and fried shrimp. So the restaurant heaped them all on the menu. And the concept has paid off. The laid-back restaurant has twice been featured on Guy Fieri's show. Now it has just been named one of the best seafood restaurants in Florida by travel website Trips to Discover. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In pet news, Hialeah has 11 parks. But if you're a dog, you're out of luck. While there's no dog park right now, city leaders say efforts are underway to open one as soon as possible. Hialeah is seeking grants to build an area for pets and their owners. And you can get involved too. Through August, anyone can enter the daily PetSafe Bark for Your Park contest. The winners will be announced September 2nd. In business, high-flying hedge fund and securities firm Citadel is moving its headquarters from Chicago to Miami. Now it has signed the biggest lease to date at 830 Brickell. The 57-story building has become the financial district's priciest and hottest office tower, even though it's still months from completion. And finally, in the Florida Keys, what do you do when a fish is choking on lunch? While patrolling around the Jewfish Creek Bridge, wildlife officer Mike Jansen came upon a snook that bit off more than it could chew. He noticed the fish was in distress as it swam upside down. So Jansen scooped up the snook, brought it on his patrol boat, and popped out the problem. The snook had a cowfish wedged in its mouth and couldn't swallow it or spit it out. Jansen's quick thinking was a win for both fish. The officer revived the fish and watched them happily swim away. The only bad news, the snook had to find another lunch. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.